Welcome to the OMR podcast, where we go inside the minds of the biggest names in digital and tech. My name is Scott Peterson, and I am a writer at OMR. In today's episode of the OMR podcast, it's Billie Eilish, singer, songwriter, fashion icon, superstar Billie Eilish. OMR founder and CEO, my boss, Philip Westermeyer, caught up with Billie before her show at Lollapalooza Berlin. Philip and Billie discussed the role of SoundCloud in Billie's rise to stardom, how far luck and serendipity have got her, and what her creative process is like. All of that and more in the OMR podcast, right now.
Buzz. Do you listen to podcasts at all?
No.
Seriously?
No. Nope, not at all. They give me headaches.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you try?
My brother loves podcasts. Like, he listens to podcasts like all day, every day, always, everywhere he goes. In the car, in his bed, in the bathroom, in the shower, always. I can't do it.
But and you haven't been on many, right? I mean, I couldn't find many.
I don't think I'm on
an
any.
Apple podcast?
I think I'm like the Beats podcast,
exactly,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Beats 1 and stuff. Yeah. But that's about it.
Do you know that like the company that made you, at least according to what I can read, is the company that sort of like gave you the first push, SoundCloud, is mm-hmm. Berlin-based, right? Do you know that?
It's what based?
Berlin-based. It's from here.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
SoundCloud?
Yeah. You didn't know
that? That's so interesting. No, I did not know that.
Like all the German digital people, they're so proud to have SoundCloud here.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, SoundCloud is like the GOAT.
Yeah, is the story true that they helped you? Like
oh, SoundCloud is the only reason I'm anything. Like 100%. SoundCloud is like, I don't know. We're just like in a time where anyone can make music, which is so dope. So SoundCloud is like the only reason we can all do this, you know?
And how did it go then? I mean, you put it out on SoundCloud. I mean, the legend is for your
the legend is.
yeah,
it was basically I was like a competitive dancer for a while, and I was in this one class, and he knew that I like made music and stuff, and he was like, can you make a song for a dance so that I can, you know, make a dance to this song? And I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, hell yeah, I'm so down. And so me and my brother made this song, Ocean Eyes, and we literally recorded it for him. Like, we were just like, okay, let's make this for my dance teacher.
And how did it then go on? I mean, that's like a very small group of people to listen to it. How did
it was crazy. I mean, what's funny about it is that we weren't even planning on releasing it. We just were going to send it to him and be like, here it is, you know? But we recorded it, and after it was done, we were like, you know what? Why don't we just put this out? Like, who cares? You know, what's the harm? So I remember we put it out and like sent the link to him, and he was like, we were like, this is the song, and he was like, okay, great.
And how did it like then reach the first, I don't know, a couple hundred people or a couple thousand first people?
Like, I feel like in like a day, I remember like either the next day or the day after that, Phineas called me, and he was like, dude, Ocean Eyes hit 1,000 plays.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Man, I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Did somebody share it?
You know what I thought at the time? I thought that it was my friend who was like really popular at the time. I thought that he posted it, and I thought that that was the only reason it got any like notoriety.
Yeah.
was because of my popular friend, but really it was just blowing up and.
So
everywhere.
You have no idea where the first a couple
you know I think
came
it
from?
Was I think it was. Yeah, it was like Hilly Dilly and KCRW.
They shared it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember Hilly Dilly was like one of the first, maybe the first to share that song.
Okay, and then it...
And then it was, just went everywhere.
But there was no thinking behind it. It just happened. It was
no.
Just good music and it just...
Yeah, it was like literally nothing. I had no plans for that song. I just was like, here's the song and there it is. And
from the outside, when you try to like understand how this much success is possible, I mean, everybody here in the stadium, I just walked here, like tries to look like you and like, coming here for you, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to understand how is that possible. And did the Netflix series play a role in that, do you think?
Oh, 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
I think it definitely was helpful. I think like I can't name anything that did it. I don't think it was one thing in particular. I think it was everything that happened made it the way that it is. And it's like the thing that I always feel like I think this is just something that I realized recently, which is somebody was asking me like if the stuff that I have and the stuff, like everything good in my life and everything bad in my life, like, do you think that it's, or I mean like where I am in life, he was like, do you think that it's luck? Do you think that it's hard work? Do you think that it's destiny? like, what do you feel like this is from? And I was thinking, actually, like, thought about that for a while because I thought that was a really good question. And then I realized, like, you know, it's not one or the other. It starts out as luck, right? It was luck that Ocean Eyes got heard by someone, and then that person shared it, and then that person shared it, and then it got huge. You know, that's luck. But I could have taken that luck and then been like, I don't need this. You know, I don't want to do this. And then I could literally just, like, stop right there, never do anything with music, never take any of those opportunities, and just keep going with my life how it was then. And then it would have been fully the same as, you know, I would not be at all where I am now. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, obviously. So it's like, yeah, it's a little bit of luck, and then it's really hard work, and then it's a little more luck, and then it's really hard work. You know, you have to take the things you get and, like, actually work on them. You know what I'm saying?
What is the hardest work for you right now? Is it, like, actually doing the show, traveling, and, like, thinking about you as, like, the whole, like, Billie Eilish is more than a musician now. It feels like it's a whole brand.
It's fully a brand. And I think, like, the work that I put in the last, you know, 2 years, 3 years, like, really, really paid off. And I'm so glad, because it was so miserable to do all the stuff that I had to do. And, you know, like, the first couple tours I did were just, like, agonizingly horrible, like, horrible, just, like, overworked. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't, you know, eating enough. I wasn't, like, there was just all these things, and it was, like, dreadful. My whole, you know, my family was with me, and they were miserable too. My crew was miserable. We were all miserable because we had to work way too hard.
How many people are, like, behind that brand? And I mean, is it all, like, in your head, or is it, like, people helping you? I mean, obviously your brother is helping you with the music. Uh-huh. But is it all come from you? Is that, like, how can I imagine that?
Well, creatively, it all comes from me, or at least it starts with me, and then, of course, I have, like, now, I mean, I didn't used to, but now I kind of have, like, a group of people that I work with to, like, just make those come to life. But it all starts from me, all the creatives and the merch and the videos and the artwork and everything.
And how about the fashion stuff?
Yeah, the fashion is all me. I have a stylist that I love and who's amazing at her job, but, I mean, I think she would even agree that, like, since I met her and since we started working together, some people have stylists that, like, fully do everything for them fashion-wise. And for me and her, it's like, because I grew up dressing myself, I grew up loving fashion. And so with her, it's kind of like, basically, I don't have any time to do any of that anymore. So she kind of gets the clothes, and we both know what I like and what, you know, whatever. So she gets the clothes and she brings them, and she doesn't put the outfits together. I do that myself, and, like, whatever.
I mean, it feels like it's kind of tough to even come up with these ideas, like,
dress wise. I know. I mean, it's crazy to think about how much I did all the time. Like, because, you know, I grew up loving fashion and wearing the craziest shit all the time. And it's funny to think about how.
Do you, like, ever, like, shop yourself? You go online and, like search, like, some.
I don't need to shop anymore. I get sent everything. It's funny. It's really funny.
So the stuff today, that's all, like, sent to you?
This, I didn't pay for anything I'm wearing right now.
And that's how it usually is.
Yeah, always. It's crazy. I'm so lucky.
And then you pick what you like, or what somebody tells you to wear, or, like, pays you to wear.
Nobody makes me wear anything I don't want to wear ever. Okay. There was only one time, and it was because. And we don't have to get into that. One time in my whole life that I wore something that I did not want to wear. Nope. I pay for some stuff, like, some, because the thing with, like, clothing is when you have a stylist, people assume that when, like, the word stylist means that you don't do any of it. And it's so the opposite for me, at least. I mean, some people have stylists that literally do everything for them, get their clothes, give them the clothes, put the clothes on for them, put the outfits together, pick the glasses, pick the shoes, no way. I'm always picking everything for myself. Always. Like, because I can't stand not picking shit
for
myself.
And your inspiration comes from Instagram mostly, right?
Nah, I don't know.
One video where you said that, like, these are the accounts that influence you. And
well, that's because they were like, pick 5 accounts that you like. And I was like, fuck, okay.
Okay, then where does it come from?
I mean, it comes from everything in my life. I mean, it comes from all the artists I grew up listening to and liking. It's a lot of, like,
it feels like everything that is youth culture or, like, culture today is, like, so, like, meshed into you, and you're, like, the, I don't know, the heart and soul of this whole thing. And how can somebody, how do you pick that up, and how do you feel that?
I don't know. I've tried many times to try to, like, understand it. And I just, it's so insane. It's so surreal to be like me. Okay. You know, that's all I got. That's all I can say. It's very surreal.
What do you spend an average day doing? I mean, are you on your cell phone a lot?
On the internet? Lately, I've been trying to not look at my phone like at all.
Do you do these time control things where you like look at how much time you spend on the
phone? No, hell no. That makes me go crazy. That stuff, I just, like, especially the last month and a half-ish, I've just been like not, like, I don't go on my phone unless it's like I have to post something for some show I'm doing, or, you know, when I put my video out a couple days ago, like I only post when I have to. I only go on my phone when I have to, or I have work, or I have to respond to somebody or whatever. But I just, the internet put me in a really bad mood, and I just was like, I don't need this in my life. Like,
okay, so the net has to come from elsewhere. It comes from like stuff you read or like people you meet.
What, my inspiration?
Yeah.
I have no clue where inspiration comes from. I think the thing with inspiration in general, like, it comes from whatever you let it come from. Like, you know, I can look at the floor right now and the pattern of the carpet could be inspiring to me. You know, I could be like, I like the way this pattern looks. I want to make a shirt with this pattern. You know, I like the feeling of this.
But I mean, it feels like it's so complex. It's music and it's the visual thing. And then that you are. I mean, it's like a visual performance almost to be Billie Eilish. It's like, can you
totally
say that?
I mean, it's a big commitment to be Billie Eilish. I don't know. I think it's just like over time, and especially lately, like people ask me what my biggest inspirations are and like influences and stuff. And honestly, if I'm being real with you, right now it's kind of me. Like I'm what's inspiring me to be better in a way. And I know that sounds weird, but what it is, it's like, everything I'm doing makes me want to do more, and everything I think is cool that I do makes me want to do something cooler or weirder or more interesting or whatever.
That's a dangerous path, right?
It is, but it's been working so far. So
okay, are you proud of magazine covers? I was surprised, like that, like a person from your generation is still proud to be like on Rolling Stone, on Vogue, and
Elle. Dude, but. You know what it is? Like, I didn't grow up reading magazines, and I barely even, like, had magazines. But magazine, like, the word even, magazine, you know, that's such a... I feel like kids now even feel like that. Like, even though we didn't grow up reading them and having them, like, in front of us all the time, it's like the cover of a magazine, for some reason, that's so huge to me every single time. Like, I have almost all the covers that I've ever done of magazines in my room.
Do you feel, I mean, there's so many people following you on Instagram. Mm. Does that sometimes like give you the feeling of, oh, I have to like do this and that, and I'm responsible for that?
If anything, it makes me feel less like I have to do things for some reason. I feel like I actually kind of realized that a while ago, like the people that have the most notoriety and like followers on Instagram, for instance, like, are the ones that post the most random shit. Like, for instance, Justin Bieber, right? He has like 100-something million followers. Dude posts like a picture, like a really blurry picture of a bowl of pasta, you know? And he's like, look, I have a bowl of pasta. Like, people with the most followers kind of care less. So I've been caring less and less over time.
And do you know who Greta is? From your generation?
Of course I do.
You follow her? You find that inspiring, interesting?
I don't think I do follow her, but I barely even look at anybody's Instagrams. But she is... like, I think everybody should, first of all, know who she is, listen to her, follow her, if anything.
So she inspired, or so you find her, like, doing the right thing?
She's incredibly inspiring. She's, like, I think she deserves everything in the world. She's incredible.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good show now.
I will. Buzz.